This is an Audio Wool original.
Welcome to Behind the Screams, the show behind the show. And these days, when you read the words based on a true story at the top of a film or TV show, thoughts often bounce to, what does that mean? How much truth was used? Cocaine Bear was one of those features. And wildlife biologist Wes Larson is here to walk us through the facts behind that specific blitzed bear. Wes, thanks for coming back and talking to us about this film. I know you made the rounds when it initially came out, so I appreciate you revisiting the Cocaine Bear for us.
Yeah, if we're walking through facts, it's going to be a short episode.
Oh, God. So. Okay.
Like, are we going to do spoilers? Because I have a big spoiler that bothers me.
I think, yeah, let's go wild style about, like, what was on screen versus what the reality is. No holds barred. People had a chance to watch it at this point. And I watched Cocaine Bear this morning, too, so.
I did, too.
Great.
Number one thing, which is, I mean, this is fair because we should warn people, because we have a lot of listeners that are sensitive to this. What happens to the bear in the movie is not what really happened to the bear.
Why would you start at the end of the story,
Kel? Well, because I finished the movie, and the only thing that made me happy with the movie was that the bear was okay at the end. And then I went and looked up the real story, and I was like, no, the story started with the bear dying.
Yeah, there's very little about the real story that's reflected in the film.
I mean, we got a drug smuggler. We could probably start there. That was real?
The drug smuggler was real, right?
Yeah, I think that part's real. The drugs falling out of the plane... That's the part that's real, and then the bear eating some drugs pretty much ends there.
But then it's not fun because it actually just killed the bear.
Yeah, in real life, like a bear ate a very small amount of cocaine and died.
Never even had contact with humans.
No, they found the bear later, and they found the cocaine and put two and two together and realized what had happened. But that's it.
Let that be a lesson, you guys. Even a giant bear can get taken down by just a small amount of drugs, so be careful out there.
Yeah.
And we're talking about 80s cocaine, too.
They found the guy on, like, someone's driveway, the drug smuggler. Mm-hmm. He did, like, that part was real. He jumped out of the plane, and something didn't go right with his parachute and fell to his death. And then they found the bear not too far away that had consumed a modest amount of cocaine, but enough to kill a bear. But it wasn't like it ate bricks and bricks of cocaine, like the movie would have you believe.
Well, that's not as exciting. I like seeing a bear rip into a bunch of cocaine. And
the movie was hilarious, and what I really loved, Wes, I'm sure you follow the Tourons of Yellowstone Instagram.
I do, on and off, yeah.
Okay, yeah, so it's like one of my favorite things ever because I'm really mean, and I like most animals more than most humans.
Uh-huh.
When humans are doing stupid things willfully, and things happen to them. Of course, then I guess the rest of the story is probably when those things happen, then animals get euthanized, and that really fucking sucks.
Right. But there's kind of a no-win situation there.
Yeah. 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 But I did love that the bear won in the end of Cocaine Bear. And again, like, I'm just still despondent because I just discovered this all this afternoon, and I was almost crying, literally, because I was really upset that we had not only given a bear drugs, but killed it as well, and it didn't get to exact any revenge on any asshole humans, and that was sad for me.
I mean, if it makes it easier for you, there's 800,000 black bears in North America. They're doing great. They are least concerned species, and it sucks that one died, but it's not like we lost a giant panda or something.
Okay, that's fair. Okay,
yeah.
All right. Yep. But just think how sad people would be if it was a dog. And there are way more
dogs.
Well,
I'm sure a dog has ingested cocaine.
Yeah.
My question is, does this happen often that bears would eat something that would kill them? Is this like...
They're the most opportunistic species you can really imagine. And that's why they do get into so much trouble in people's backyards and in bird feeders and trash cans. Their bodies are really good at processing a high number of things. They're an animal that will investigate just about anything as a potential source of food. And in this case, you know, it was something very toxic to the bear, but it wasn't something that they had a biological... This bear didn't have a biological kind of cue to know that this was something that was going to kill it. Whereas there's other things that it would eat in nature that would be like, oh, you know, this is like not sitting right, or I'm getting this specific taste from it. And they have like, you know, millennia of evolution that have helped them learn that that's something that's not good for them. But with cocaine, it's like They have no kind of basis for knowing that that was something that was going to kill them. So I'm sure the bear ate a bit, was like uninterested, no longer wanted to eat anymore, but it ate enough that not long after it died.
And it was really potent cocaine, right? Like it was super, I mean, not that I really, I'm not much of a connoisseur myself.
How much cocaine do you know?
Well, I watched part of the documentary about it, which I don't even know how accurate that is, but, and they said that it was like the purity of the cocaine was really high.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not sure, but it was definitely enough to kill a bear, so it's got to be somewhat strong, I guess. Yeah.
This isn't our wheelhouse, I guess. Byron and I were debating for like 5 minutes before we started. What do you call a person that's high on cocaine specifically? Like, is there a word for it? And we're like, we don't really know.
This yeah. Isn't, yep. I don't know either. Yep. Yeah.
Well.
Good for us.
Are
all
there
of
any
us.
Animals? So then comparing that, because dogs, though certainly not, you know, over hundreds of thousands of years of evolution, but like, have probably been around more cocaine as a species than bears have.
For sure.
Would the same thing happen if a dog got a hold of some?
Yeah. It's just the same thing as like a human. If you were to go eat a couple cups of cocaine right now, like it's going to kill you, you know?
It'd probably be real bad.
I think if people left large amounts of cocaine out by their dog or something, that could have happened. I wouldn't think a dog would be quite as curious and food motivated as a bear would be.
Right.
But who knows? I'm sure there's dogs out there that have died from cocaine overdoses.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. See, this just makes me real.
There's a little bit more truth at the beginning of the film, too. The source was Wikipedia, of course, talking about black bears specifically, how they tend to not attack humans for the most part. That's 100% accurate, obviously.
That is.
From Wikipedia.
Yeah, that's very accurate. Wikipedia, you know, I am consistently impressed by the caliber of wildlife information that you find on Wikipedia. They do a pretty good job with it. Yeah, black bears are, of like the three North American bears, for sure they're the bear that if I was stuck on an island with, I would pick the black bear. There's roughly, like I mentioned earlier, roughly 800,000 black bears alive right now in North America. And it's roughly one in a million that will kill a person. Pretty much one in every generation of black bears.
Wow.
That's wild.
It's going to kill someone. So it's a really, really low number.
There might be one in America right now that might kill someone.
Yeah. And then when you,
speaking. Wow,
when you think
impressive.
About the number of like interactions that happens every year, that happen every year, like, I mean, I probably will have 20 to 30 black bear interactions this year. And there's a lot of other people. I mean, I have a higher than average number, I think.
I was
going like,
to say, that seems high.
Yeah. Most people will have, you know, that are in black bear habitat, will see a black bear or, you know, at least one a year. And so you think about all those interactions to only have one death on average every year or every year and a half. It's pretty insane. I mean, like a lot more people are killed by dogs. A lot more people are killed by deer. A lot more people are killed by a lot of things than black bears.
That's crazy.
The thing is, though, when they do decide to kill a person, it's almost always predatory. This isn't a bear that defends its cubs. This isn't a bear that's really a defensive animal at all. When they kill someone, it's almost always a bear that just decides, you know what, I'm going to check out to see if this is food. And they hunt a person down. And it's probably the worst way to go. I think it's above any other animal. I think getting eaten alive by a black bear is just about as bad as it gets. Because they don't.
To hear the full episode, subscribe to Friday Screamium at patreon.com/Friday. That's patreon.com/Friday.
You've been listening to an Audio Wall original, produced by Byron McCoy. Theme music provided by Cemeteries. For more programs like this, visit audiowall.co.